The Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, has returned to the thorny issue of how commercial banks are financing development in the Caribbean.
We have a situation now where our traditional banking institutions are not taking a chance on our people.
Prime Minister Motley was part of a panel last night, participating in what was called an evening chat with women shaping global economic governance and trade that took place in Barbados. And she took the opportunity to remind those present that Barbados alone has over $9 billion in savings.
I can go country by country by country by country in the region and find the same situation. And what is it as well? That you're paying people 0.1%. In fact, we are paying banks to keep our money in the banks when you take the bank charges into account. And it is one of the reasons why our government took the very risky step, but critical step, of placing $10 million a year into the trust loan programs in order to be able to help nano enterprises, the real small people that when they go to knock at a bank door, even sometimes the credit union, people ask you, who are you? So if we can afford to give people fiscal incentives who come here to do business, we can afford to put money behind small people in our country to fund them an enterprise. But it needs us to go further.
That means, she says, creating various financial instruments. But Ms. Motley links this to what she describes as a conversation that must come between the region's more developed and lesser developed countries under Chapter 7 of the revised Treaty of Chaguaramas, a reference to the Regional Development Fund set up to assist the disadvantaged countries, regions, and sectors.
How do we deal with the fact that in a single market and a single economy, there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. And therefore, there has to be some kind of rebalancing mechanism. And we saw that as the Regional Development Fund. Problem is that the very countries who ought to perhaps be carrying more weight in the context of the Regional Development Fund are themselves facing serious difficulties. But we have to stop being binary in our approaches. And we need to think outside the box again and go back to the citizenry again. Because the citizens of the region have almost $50 billion in savings within the countries of the CSME. So that doesn't include Bahamas, okay? In that $50 billion, we need to begin to float instruments that allow people who are constituted or who may be described as a disadvantaged company, a disadvantaged sector, even a disadvantaged country, to be able, therefore, to have access to those funds. Because if we can float growth and resilience bonds within the context of CARICOM that may give you a return at 3% or 2.5%, that is multiple times more than you're getting from your commercial bank now or even your credit union. But equally, the cost of capital to the country or to the sector or to the region that is disadvantaged or to the company that's disadvantaged is all of a sudden affordable. Now, will everybody do it? Of course not. But can we probably find about 5% of that savings going into these instruments? Probably. And 5% represents $2.5 billion. Now, $2.5 billion represents 50% of the GDP of Barbados alone. So all I'm saying is that we have to think outside of the box and take control, particularly since in addition to the financing issues and access to financing, we are going to have it complicated by the implications of de-risking and correspondent banking issues that we are facing in the region. Although we have to ask ourselves whether we're not playing into people's hands sometimes rather than taking control of our regulatory environment and making the best of it, and also then making the case as a result of it. But that access to financing is the oxygen for those nano and small and medium-sized enterprises, and we're not necessarily addressing it at the regional level, in my view, as effectively as we can, because it's not just simply a parochial national issue.
Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Mia Motley. Here's a Sagicor tip. In every success story, you'll find someone who's made a courageous decision, like buying a small business policy package. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor for more information.